Matthias is going to share with us, this is his first time joining us for the trip, so I'm just going to pass the mic to him.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Espy, I just asked if I could come over and share a little bit of my experiences. So I'm Matthias, sort of my accent is Dutch, so please try and tune in. So I normally go to Acacia Ridge Presbyterian Church. Please don't judge me on that either. So yeah, first of all, I feel you're very privileged that I got to go on this trip. I don't have to explain that it was fun. It was so much fun. And I've learned so much about myself as well, about ministry, about, I guess, serving overseas. And it was just a great team to work in as well. So, we'll talk through a few guys, I guess, over the next few minutes. But, lots of different nationalities and, a whole together different language that month. So when the invite came out, it was sort of at a time that I was trying to figure out how I could slowly get involved in ministry. So I saw the invite in the church notices paper, and I told Graham, who's another young man at Acacia Ridge Presbyterian Church, who's been involved for a few years in this ministry, I told him and Pastor Johnny, I think, that I was interested, but I didn't have any ministry skills. As you notice, not much of speaking ability, and some of these other guys playing music, that's amazing, guys. So I said, and they said, well, you're Dutch, can you play soccer? And I said, I do. So I was in the team, right? And I got involved a little bit more at the trip as well than just my soccer ministry, which was great. So after months of preparation, we finally went. When we got there, we see this group of young kids with all these big eyes, sort of a little bit shy, waiting what was going to happen. And I was doing the same thing, sort of crawling away behind SB, these big eyes. But lo and behold, we got together and got along, and every day we got to know each other a little bit better. So I'll share two things. SB hasn't given me much time, which is good. So Pete, the young man that SB writes about in his newsletter, I don't know whether that... Okay, well, you'll read about him a bit more. Came to me with his high school science problem. He knew I had done engineering, and it sort of took me a day to figure that out, but... I guess it just showed the challenges that, doing ministry in other language comes with. So his science book was in Thai, so he had to translate it from Thai into Hmong. Then Edward, who can't be here, but was what part of the team, translated it from Hmong into English. Then, because I had gone through high school in Dutch, sort of had to switch between English and Dutch, and then... trying to sort of explain the solution in the reverse. So eventually he said he understood it, but a bit of a challenge. So the second thing, I guess a few days into the trip, I got to preach on the parable of the prodigal son. You probably know the story that the younger son goes away from the father, eventually come to his senses when he's broke, comes back to his father, and he gets welcomed with open arms, and the older brother is just a bit angry about the whole thing. But it was the first time I got to preach, and I really enjoyed the from the preparation stage to the talk as well. And I think that just working with youth and kids keep you young, and it must be why SP and Pat look so young still, right? Because we had some question times after the talk, and lots of good questions from the kids and the house parents, but one sort of older boy finished with, "Hey, why are you so tall?" And I'm like, "Well, what do you say?" So I guess in summary, I really thoroughly enjoyed the trip, and I'm secretly hoping for my wife to join this year. Because I've learned so much, and just Yeah, the Lord is doing a great work there, and it was amazing to have that little role just to be part of that team. So, yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks, SB. Thank you.